This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abom, welcome everyone. We continue in Maseches Ksubos, Daf HaShavua, Beis HaMabeis, Shas Katan. So if you learn this, you got the whole Shas. 111 block, and then you got the whole Shas. We're continuing on Beis HaMabeis. The Gemara is in the second Lashon. In the first Lashon, the Gemara said that now that we said that the reason why you have to wait till Wednesday, it's not because of, let's say, bracha of dogim, but rather it's because of the chazal were shoiked. Chazal wanted the husband to be very diligent, and they wanted the husband to prepare the meal for the chasana. And the reason why we're delaying the wedding until Wednesday is for her benefit. So, if that's the reason why we're delaying the wedding for her benefit, so then if they make up to get married in 12 months, and the reason why they're not getting married then is because he's getting ready for the chasana, then he is not required to support her, because the reason why there's a delay, it's because of her. It's basically circumstances beyond his ability. Now, the Gemara in the first Lashon said that means any time an oinus happens, any time there are extenuating circumstances, and that's the reason why they're not getting married, he is not obligated to support her. And then in the second Lashon, the Gemara is not so sure whether every single type of extenuating circumstance would excuse him for not marrying the woman. Namely, the Gemara says, what about if he got sick? Do we say, well, if he got sick, and every single time that if he got sick, then what would the halacha be? Do we say, whenever an oinus happens, he's exempt from supporting her at the 12 months, so here also he's sick, so an oinus happened, so therefore he would not have to support her? Or do we say, no, he only doesn't have to support her if she's the cause of them not getting married, but if he's sick and he's the cause of it, maybe he does have to support her? And then the Gemara says, you know what? Even if we'll take the tzad that he would, if he gets sick, he would have to support her. What if she got sick? Do we say, well, she got sick, so he could say, look, I'm ready to get married. You're not ready, so I don't have to support you. Or could she say back, no, this is also your fault. It's your fault that we're not getting married. It's your fault that I'm sick. It's your bad mazel that I'm sick. The Gemara said, Nistafcha sadeu. And then the Gemara says, and even if you're going to take the tzad, that she could say to him that it's your fault that I got sick, what if she became a nida? If she became a nida and a regular cycle, there's no way she could blame her regular cycle on him. And then Einachanami, if the 12 months came and she became a nida, he would be exempt from supporting her. The shaila is, if let's say she had a period not in the regular cycle, can she say, well, this is a sporadic cycle, so therefore it's your fault that I saw at an unusual time? Or maybe, since there are women who see at unusual times, it's like a usual time, and therefore he would be exempt. Okay, that's where the Gemara is holding down the second Lashon. So the Gemara says on the fifth line, Pashit Rav Achai. Rav Achai tried to be Pashit the Shaila from the Mishnah's words itself. Higi Azman, if the time came, V'lay Nisu, and she didn't marry him, she could eat from his domain, and she could eat truma if he's a kayin. So it said the time came and it's her cause that they didn't get married, then she could eat from his possession. It doesn't say he didn't marry her. If it would say he didn't marry her, then that would imply only when it's his fault he has to support her. Elo loy nisu'u, says she didn't marry him. So now, what does that mean? It doesn't mean, here he says, Hare Amikudeshazli, and she says, no, I'm not getting married, but I still want you to feed me. Meaning, if it's she's deliberately trying to stop the marriage, either come akvan and he, if she's trying to stop, then why would she be allowed to eat from his domain and eat truma? She's actively stopping it. It must be she's stopping it, but she's not doing it intentionally. It's unforeseen circumstances. Says Gemara Elalav, the itnis ki haigavna. Inoinis happened, like the above mentioned. Either she got sick. And still we say, Ketani oichlois mishalai. It says she could eat from his possession. Va'oichlois v'chuma, and she could eat chuma. Now why would that be? But she's the one who got sick. Why can't he say that I'm ready to marry you? Clearly, because she could say back to him, you're this what?
It's your mazel.
It's your mazel. Rabasi's saying it's your mazel. It's nistach v'sadeyu. Now. So it's a raya that when there's extenuating circumstances, she could blame it on him and she's entitled to eat from his domain. Now, do we have a raya that she could say it's your fault, even if she's persanida at an unusual time? No, because we would have to hinge it on the smallest chiddush, which would be if she got sick. But we have no right to say, even in a case where she became a nida in an unusual circumstance, she could still blame it on him, right? But at least in that case, we have a raya that when she gets sick, he would have to feed her. Now, Tosis asks a very important question. In the Mishnah, there's a yud, it says nisai. Nisu? There's no yud. Elamai, the Nakuda had a yud. What? The Mishnah came with Nakudais? Really? It was a Mishnah Manukad. They got a third. Rebbe wrote a Mishnais with Nakudais. Who told you to read the word that way? So Tosfos says it must be they had a tradition that the word is pronounced. She didn't marry him. They had that tradition. It doesn't say it, but they had that Masaira. They had the tradition to read it that way. Okay? So that's Rabbi Achya, Rabbi Achoy. Rabbi Achoy is of the opinion that even though the first Lashon holds that whenever an oinus happens, he's pater, be it the Shaktu, be it even if he got, according to the first Lashon, even if he got sick, he is pater. Where Rabbi Achoy is going, he's saying that if he, right, what would Rabbi Achoy say if he got sick? For sure he has to give. Kav HaChomer he has to give. Even if she got sick, he has to give. So this is not like the first Lashon, right? And the Gemara says back, Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi said, I'll say like the first Lashon. Who's, by the way, who's the first Lashon? Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, Lefikach. Right? Rashi says, Lefikach, Rabbi Yosef Masayim Le, Meshmei Denavshe. So Rav Ashi is saying, I could really tell you like Rabbi Yosef. Rav Ashi, Lo'ilamim L'cha Kolon Soloyach. I could say, any oynes, she can't eat. Udikama Akvi, in who? And really it's talking about, he's stopping. So why does it say she didn't marry him? It should say he didn't marry her. No, really, he didn't marry her. So why doesn't it say he didn't marry her? It should have. It should have said he didn't marry her. You know why it says she didn't marry him? She didn't marry him. You know why she didn't marry him? Because he wasn't marrying her. So why didn't it say it that way? To be symmetrical with the beginning of the Mishnah. Va'aydi detana reisha bidditi, tana nami seifa bidditi. Since the Reisha is talking about her, namely, it says in the Reisha we give a Basula 12 months, so therefore in the Seifa it uses a Lashon Nekeva even though she's not the one stopping it. In other words, you know why he has to feed her? Because he is not marrying her. Now, well, let me ask you a question. Right, Rav Ashi is saying, Yemlecha, really any oinus he doesn't have to feed her. And why in this case does he have to? Because he's stopping it. It's talking about he's stopped. Now, by the way, not because he's sick. If he would be sick, he would taka be pater, according to Rav Ashi. By the way, don't think just because this is not Yevamis, it's easy. This is harder. Okay? I'm just letting you know. It happens to be harder. Yevamis, you just have to remember the cases. Here you have to, the level of thinking, don't say, oh, Yevamis is over. Now this is going to be a piece of cake. This is going to be like Megillah and Tainus. No, no, no. Megillah and Tainus is over. This is, there's a reason why this includes the whole Shas. Okay? So, next. So, my ninth grader would say, you have to remove the cobwebs from your head. You could be an actuary, you could be an attorney, you could be a doctor. Whatever you do during the day, the level of thinking that's required right now is 100 miles, billion miles greater. Okay? Just that's the reality of the Talmud Bavli. And even if you learned Ksubas before, you're learning it again? You gotta crank it up. Crank it up to the next gear. Weiter. We just said now, basically, Rav Yosef and Rav Ashi, they hold that when it comes to marriage, there's something called an oinus. Where even though a husband is obligated to support his wife when the date comes, but if an oinus happens, extenuating circumstances, he doesn't have to feed her. Meaning, yesh oinus bekedushin. Says the Gemara, Amarava uleinyan gitin einoikein. When it comes to get, there's no oinus. There's no excuses. No excuses when it comes to oinus. What does that mean? Meaning, if a guy says to a woman, "Honey, I love you. I'm divorcing you. If I don't come back in 12 months, here's the get. Okay, take it. Take the get. If you don't come back in 12 months, take it." Now, the 12 months come, and the reason he couldn't come back is because he had an oinus. The bus broke down. So could he say, "Look, I don't want it to be a get. I want it to be mevatel the get. I tried to come back, it just the bus broke down." No, oinus only works by kedushin. It doesn't work by nesuin. By gittin. Amar Rav Elinyan gittin ein oinus. Alma kasava Rava ein oinus by gittin. So we see Rava holds, there's no oinus by gittin. Rashi says, ein tainas oinus by gittin. Well, that's a very important line. There's no claim that really I wanted it not to be a get, but I had extenuating circumstance. No, there's no oinus by get. If you didn't come back, you didn't come back. You made a time. If I don't come back in 12 months, it's a get. If you didn't come back, I don't care why, the bus broke down, gasoline prices, inflation, whatever happened. You thought there was going to be a hole in the border, and then there's a new president, and they close up the hole. I don't care why you couldn't make it. If you didn't come back, it's not going to be, it's not an oinus, and it will be a good get. Alma kasava rava, ein oinus begitin. Now, by the way, who's Rava? Where did Rava come from? Did we have Rava yet? No. But Rava's saying that by get it would not be the case. Says going to be no Leila Rava. How did Rava know this? Ilema. If you're going to say Mehadetanan from the following Mishnah. Can't see in this edition. Ilema, if you're going to say Mehadetan, we learned in a Mishnah in Gittin Ayin Vavam and Beis. Hare Zagitechem Loi Basi Mikan Vajneim Asar Chodesh. Here, behold, this is your get. If I don't come back from now for 12 months, Umeis B'Tochshneim Asar Chodesh, and he dies within 12 months. So the guy says, if I don't come back in 12 months, here's the get. Now the guy died. Did he come back in 12 months? No. Because it's very hard for dead people to come back in 12 months. So he did not make it back in 12 months. He said, here's the get, if I don't come back in 12 months. It's not a get. Why not? But he didn't come back. Ain't no get. You know why? Because he's dead. And dead people can't divorce. Mesu de ain't a get. So let's make a diuk. You know why it's not a good get? Because he died. And you can't give a get after death. The only reason, think about it. We're saying it's not a good get in a case where the guy died. Why couldn't we just keep it simple? Why do we have to kill the guy? Just say, his bus broke down. We had to murder the guy just to come up with a case. Well, why do you have to put, he's a nice guy. He came to shul. He was the candy man, maybe even. But why do we have to kill the guy? Just because we're trying to figure out a way he didn't make it back? He didn't make it back! I don't know why. Why do we have to kill him? Mezu de'ena get. You know why it's not a get? Because he died and there's no get achar misa. Hachala, but what if he would have been ill? He would have had a cold. Hareiz a get. That would have been a get. Why is it a get? But he was an oines. Saraya ein oines begetin. Ready for this? Says the Gemara. Maybe not only if he dies is it not a get, if he got sick it wouldn't have been a get. Why not? Because the reason he didn't come back, he said, if I don't come back under normal circumstances it should be a get. But he didn't not come back under normal circumstances, so therefore it's not a get. Not only if he died is it not a get, even if he got sick it's not a get, because yesh oinus begitin. And the reason maybe he wouldn't have been a get is because it's not his fault that he didn't come back. So why do we kill the guy? Why do you have to talk about where he died? Just talk about where he got COVID-19. Says Gemara, v'hi gufa kamash malan. The chiddush is, they ain't get lachar misa. That the reason, that there's two chiddushim. One chiddush is that yesh oinus begitin, and another chiddush is ain't get lachar misa. So Tosfos says, I don't understand. Teach, he got sick is not a get, and that means yesh oinus begitin, and certainly if he died. So it says, Tosfos explains, the reason why it says he died is to teach me Ein Gel Lachar Misa, and it's actually teaching me both Chiddushim. It's telling me Yesh Oines Begitin and Ein Gel Lachar Misa. If it was just because of Yesh Oines, but really Yesh Gel Lachar Misa, right? If all it was teaching me is Yesh Oines Begitin, it should talk about Choyla. And if Ein Get La'achar Misa, then if it should just say a simple case. I mean, it's able to teach me both Chiddushim. Why? Maybe it's just telling me Ein Get La'achar Misa, it's teaching me both. Because it wanted to teach me Ein Get La'achar Misa, just say, if a guy says to a woman, here's a get after I die, it doesn't work. Why did it have to talk about a case where he made a stipulation? To include both Chiddushim. Chiddush number one is that Yesh Get, Chiddush number one is Ein Get Lachar Misa and Yesh Oines Begitin. Clear? Clear as mud?
First time.
Says the Gemara, Ein Get Lachar Misa. It's teaching me the Chiddush of Ein Get Lachar Misa. Hatani L'Resha. I know that from an earlier Mishnah. Everybody knows Ein Get Lachar Misa. Because it says, Harei Zagitech Emesi. Here is your get if I die. Harei zagitech mechoyli zeh. Here is your get from this illness. Meaning, if this illness gets me, here's your get. Harei zagitech la'achar misa. Layam raklom. So therefore, don't tell me it picked a get. Don't tell me really yeshay nisbegit. And the same thing would apply if the guy got sick. It would also not be a get. So why would it pick a case where it's not a get achar misa to teach me Ein Get Lachar Misa? Ein Get Lachar Misa is a well-known established rule. Everybody knows that. No, that doesn't mean Ein Get Lachar Misa. So how does that prove Ein Get Lachar Misa? Does that prove Ein Get Lachar Misa? Maybe Yesh, you know, I don't know if that proves. You're right. The Gemara says anybody who fought in David's wars they would write again. Ishtar, and we're going to talk about that.
Is that for prisoners of war?
Yeah, in case the guy never comes back and the wife wants to remarry. Says the Gemara, another possibility. Really, I'll tell you, Yesh Oines Begitin. And even if he would have got sick, it would also not be a get. So why does it pick a case where he died? Dilma la'afuke mid rabbeisenu. Maybe it's coming to exclude the rabbis. The rabbis hold yesh get achar misa, but not really. Why? The Tanya, we learned in a brayso, Rabbi Sinu atirulu lenase. The rabbis allowed a woman to marry without chalitza. How? The rabbis say like this. If a guy says to a woman, here is a get, if I don't come back and the guy dies, that might not be a get. But what if he says, here is a get from now if I don't come back? So is that a get? Yeah, because the get is chal today. The Rabbanon hold that whenever there's a date in the get, it's like you said, here's a get from now if I don't come back. The Chachamim say, the Rabbi Seinu say, that whenever there's a date in the get, it's like you said, Me achshav im loibasi la'achar yer beis chodesh. So the Rabbi Seinu, for all intents and purposes, hold, not that yesh get la'achar misa, but whenever there's a date, it's like you said, the get should be chal now. And according to the Chachamim, there would be a get in this case, even though the guy died, because it would be chal from when he was alive. So the reason why he had to pick a case where he died is la'afuke the Chachamim. Dilma la'afuke min Rabbi Seinu. Maybe it's coming to exclude the Chachamim. The Tanya, we learned in Rabbi, Rabbi Seinu hitiru linase. The rabbis allowed the guy to marry. The Amrinon, and we say man Rabbi Seinu. Who are these rabbis? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, we read the same name of Shmuel. Beidina desharu mishcha. It's the Bezdin that allowed the oil of Goyim. It's the same Bezdin, the notorious lenient Bezdin. You know what Bezdin we're talking about. You know? It's like somebody asked me a shayla about a certain inyan, that in the past I happened to have been able to be lenient. And this time I had to be master, they said. I thought you were going to be lenient over here. Right? Meaning the only reason they asked is because they thought they knew what the answer. So there's a certain Bezdin who they were lenient regarding Shemen. And they were also considered any time there's a date as if you said Me'achshav. Savrila. These chachamim hold kirab yoisi, the amar zmanoi shel shtar moichiach alav. The zman of a shtar is indicative. So maybe the reason why it picked the case of where the guy died is not because if he would have got sick, we would say it is a get because ein oinus begitin. No, maybe even if he got sick, it's not a get because yeish oinus begitin. So why talk about a case of mess? Talk about a case of chala. It picked the case of mess to teach, not like Rabbi Yossi, that when there's a date in the shtar, it's not like it's me'achshav. So now we have no proof from here. Ein oinus begitin. So we have to proceed. Ve'ela mi seifa. But rather, Rava learned ein oinus begitin from the seifa. In the Sefer it says, Me'achshav, from now, Mloibasi mikan v'yad v'yod beis chaydesh. If I don't come back from now till 12 months, Umeis v'tach shnei masr chaydesh, and he died in 12 months, Hariz a get, it's going to be a get. You got the case, Ari Leib? Just so you get the words. The guy says, from now, I want the get to be chal today. If I don't come back in 12 months, if I don't come back in 12 months, and he dies in 12 months, it's a get. Because, oh no, ain't get achar misa. No, you're right, ain't get achar misa. He's saying it should be chal when he's alive. So it's a get? What do you mean? There's no more extenuating circumstance than death. Right? Let's say a guy came late to work one day. And the boss said, where were you? He said, I died. That's a good excuse. No? I mean, you can't hold somebody accountable. I mean, what does the boss want him to do? Come back to life? I mean, no? Michael, you agree with that? I mean, it's very hard to be on time to things if you're not alive. So, raise the get. So it's a raya. Death and sickness should be the same. Just like death is extenuating circumstance, sickness is also extenuating circumstance. So says, no. Maybe only Misa we're going to say Einoy Nisbegitin. Dilma Mesdafka. Maybe death, dafka, we're going to say einoines. Why? Doloi nichale de tipo kameyavam. Listen to how I'm going to say it now. Maybe, what's the reason why einoines is an excuse? Because the person could say, you know, when I said if I don't come, I didn't mean if I don't come because I'm sick, because I didn't think of that possibility that I would get sick. But maybe, so the guy could say, that's not, I wasn't thinking that. Hikataina, I wasn't thinking that. I didn't, when I said if I don't come, I didn't mean if I got sick. I didn't think of the past, who thinks they could get sick? But death, he does think of. And if he dies, he wants it to be a get. You know why? He dafka thinks about that. Deloi nichale de tipo kameyavam. Because he doesn't want... that he doesn't want his wife to fall to the yavam. He can't bear the thought that if he dies, his wife's going to marry his brother. So he dafka has in mind that even though if he gets sick, that's not something that crosses his mind, he does think of the possibility that he might die so that she shouldn't fall to the yavam. So really, ein oines begitten is only by death, but not by illness, but maybe by illness we would say, yesh oines begitten. Okay? Ella meha. But rather, maybe we could prove from the following case that who da amr lahu. Somebody said to them, Eloya sinami kamrat tosin yamin. If I don't come in 30 days, lahava gita, it should be a good get. Okay, the guy said, I don't come in 30 days. If I don't come from now until 30 days, it should be a good get. Also, b'sav tosin yamin. He tried to come at the end of 30 days, Upaska Mavra, and the river got in his way because the ferry was on the wrong side. He couldn't cross. The ferry was on the other side. He missed the boat, literally. Okay? He missed the boat. So you say, hey, I'm here. You see, I want to come and be Mavato the get. Amar Lahu, he said to them, Chazu dasoi, Chazu, he see, I came, see, I come, Shmuel, Lav Shmei Masya, he didn't come, not coming. It's extenuating circumstances, not his fault, too bad, Ein oines begitten. Zariah, Ein oines, because here the guy said, if I don't come back, it should be again. And he's coming, the only thing is, he's saying, when's the boat coming? The boat coming tomorrow. No, but I have to come today, today's my last chance. Sorry, pal. No last chances. Saraya Einoinis Begitin says the Gemara, and we're going to explain it the way I explained it before. What's the... Really, I'll tell you. Yeshoinis Begitin. Why Yeshoinis Begitin? Because the guy could say, I didn't think of it. I didn't think of it. When I said if I don't come, it should be a get, I didn't mean if I don't come because of oinus. I didn't think of the possibility of oinus. But this is so common, he definitely thought about it. For this ain oinus, says Gemara, v'dilma unsa d'shchiach shani. Maybe a common oinus is different. D'kivan d'iboy la'asnuye v'loy asni. Since he should have, meaning, it's so common we say, if you didn't have this in mind, then you should have said, if I don't come, it's a get. But if I don't come because I can't make the boat, then it's not a get. Why didn't you say that? Tara says, because you wanted it to be a get, even if you thought of this and you had in mind, if this is also not... Meaning the only excuse of oneness is if the guy could say, I didn't think of it, what do you want me to do? If I would have thought of it, I would have explicitly stipulated. But for this...
Semi-oinus.
There's no right. Yesh oinus begitin,
but this case is a
semi-oinus,
so it's not.
We're saying
yesh oinus
begitin.
But in this case, the reason.
But this is not a real oinus. Why? Why? But listen to what is the Gemara's logic. So what if it's regular? Listen. What's the? Why is oinus an excuse? Well, I'll give you an example. Let's say somebody was ill and he didn't say Shema. So it's not his fault he didn't say Shema. But he doesn't get schar for Shema, right? A guy who's an oinus, he's not going to get schar. A guy who didn't come to Daf HaShavua alive, right? Even if he had extenuating circumstances. But he can't get schar for actually coming into the live shir. So then, if a guy says, if I don't come, it should be a get. Who cares if it's not his fault that he didn't come? He didn't come. He didn't come. The answer is he could say, well, that's not what I meant. He could taina, like Rashi says, yesh taina. He could taina that when I said, if I don't come, it should be a get, what I meant was, if I don't come under normal circumstances, not if I don't come because of unusual circumstances. So this, he can't say, oh, I didn't have this in mind. He knew about this possibility. And since he knew about it, if he didn't want to include it, he need to explicitly exclude it. The kivin di boilei l'asnuye, since you should have stipulated that if the ferry stops, I don't want to be responsible for coming. He caused himself to lose out. And therefore we have no raya ein oinus begitin. Okay, Rabbi Sai, we'll hold it over here. Brachah v'atzlacha, have a great night. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.